Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Sienna Cruz here, and welcome back to Dopamine Damage Control. I'm so glad you're here, because today we're diving into something super important. Building your own support network for long-term recovery. Let's be real, recovering from anything, whether it's a phone addiction, that unhealthy relationship with social media, or any kind of habit that's been dragging you down, is no walk in the park. It takes guts, it takes commitment, and honestly, it takes a village. Ever felt like you were carrying this whole recovery thing on your shoulders alone? You know that feeling when you just want to scream into the void because nobody truly understands what you're going through? Yeah, I've been there too. But here's the good news. It doesn't have to be a solo mission. Creating a support network can be the difference between hitting rock bottom and soaring above those challenges. It's like having your own personal cheer squad, always there to offer encouragement, a listening ear, and maybe even a virtual high five when you nail that day without scrolling for hours. Okay, let's break down 5 key takeaways to get you started on building that rockstar support network. First things first, identify who's already in your corner. Think about family members, friends, colleagues, anyone who genuinely cares about you and wants to see you succeed. Sometimes those closest to us are the best starting point. Remember, they don't have to be experts on recovery, just supportive and understanding people who will celebrate your wins and offer a shoulder to cry on when things get tough. Next up, explore online communities. You'd be surprised how many awesome groups exist specifically for people navigating similar challenges. It's like finding a tribe of like-minded individuals who get your struggles and can offer real, relatable advice. Think of it as an extension of your support network, a place to connect with others who truly understand what you're going through. Now, don't be afraid to seek professional guidance. A therapist, counselor, or life coach can provide invaluable support tools and strategies tailored to your specific needs. They'll help you navigate those tricky moments, celebrate your successes, and keep you accountable on your recovery journey. Remember, communication is key. Be open and honest with your support network about what you're going through, what you need, and how they can best help. Don't be afraid to ask for specific things, like a listening ear, someone to join you in a walk, or even just a distraction from those tempting triggers. Finally, nurture those relationships. Make an effort to connect with your support network regularly, whether it's a quick phone call, a virtual coffee date, or a weekend activity together. The more you invest in these connections, the stronger your support system will become and the more resilient you'll be on your recovery journey. Let me tell you a story about this. My friend Maya was struggling with social media addiction. She felt overwhelmed, isolated, and like she was constantly comparing herself to others online. It was taking a toll on her mental health and her relationships. One day, she decided to reach out to a few close friends and confess what she was going through. They were so supportive. They started spending more time together offline, engaging in activities that didn't involve screens, and holding each other accountable for their social media use. She also joined an online community of people who were struggling with similar issues. The sense of connection and shared experience was incredibly helpful. Maya even started seeing a therapist who gave her tools to manage her anxiety and develop healthy coping mechanisms. Now, Maya is thriving. She's more present in her life, she feels more confident, and her relationships have blossomed. This story shows how powerful it can be to surround yourself with people who understand and support you on your journey. Okay, let's recap. Building a strong support network is crucial for long-term recovery. Identify your existing support system, explore online communities, seek professional guidance, communicate openly, and nurture those relationships. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. So, what are you waiting for? Reach out to someone today, share your struggles, and start building that incredible support network that will help you achieve your recovery goals. And remember, keep checking in with yourself, celebrate the wins, learn from the setbacks, and never stop believing in your ability to thrive. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.